I'm here with Barry Meehan, trainer of Fannin Gaels. Barry, very happy. Wee bit of a smash and grab there, Dan, but just hung in and you got that late goal. You were 4 points down at one stage in that second half, but just hung in there and with down and sitting on a 2-point lead. It was a brilliant break up the pitch by Paddy Carr and Alan McAteer smashing the ball in the roof of net to put us in the driving seat.
Yeah, Brendan, listen, so far this year, like when we've been in games going down the stretch, like we've come out on top or we got back into it, and like today was just another example of that. Like we were three down at half time and we lost Sean Kerr to start, you know, a big player for us. We lost Bernard McGettigan just before half time, another big player for us. We just spoke at half time about just the importance of staying in the game, you know, next ball, next tackle, next score, just focusing on the moment in front of our face and everything else to take care of itself. And you know, that's what happened then, you know. And I suppose, listen, Alan's over in Liverpool now at college, and he hadn't been training in the last couple of weeks, and for with the team firing away over there, you know, sending videos to all the boys about all the work he's doing, and they went like and put the ball in the net when it really mattered. And you know, we needed a goal, like, you know, Downings were always just able to stay that wee bit ahead of us. Probably, you know, maybe could have been more ahead. A couple of Johnny and Larkin put a couple of balls into the keeper's hands there in the second half. I suppose maybe the pitch as well, like we were first half as well, we didn't probably put the same amount of scores on the board that we felt we could have. But listen, we're very, very happy now to be in the semi-finals here, and we'll just take that game as it comes.
Yeah, Downings very much sitting compact and trying to counter attack against us, and of course the likes of Larkin and McGrady and these guys, talented boys up front, they looked like they were maybe creating more chances, where as they sat in they were difficult to break down by. But just something about the game as it opened up in that second half, and you're the trainer there, you could see the fitness of your lads as the gaps was opening up. It was Fannin that was asking the questions, and they, you know, once you got that goal, say you chipped on with another score there, Oisin Shields coming in from a tight angle, so even though it was at that point Downing's lead at the point, it was used was own and possession and controlling the game.
Yeah, I thought, listen, even after we got the goal, Brendan, I thought our game management was very good. Like we didn't go back the way with the ball. We kept looking to go forward, you know, and boys kept looking to attack the gaps. And listen, a lot of that there comes down to their work rate. You know, when you talked about their fitness, like these boys have been going now since January. They went the whole way to an All Ireland Gaeltacht final and won that there. Like they played, what was it, five games over a weekend, sorry, four games over a weekend. Like, you know, so the fitness levels are there. But you know, you can have all the fitness levels in the world, but you have to be willing to work. You know, and in that last 5-10 minutes, they were willing to work. You know, when you talk about Oisin Shields coming in and popping that ball over the bar, I was watching his run. They must have ran 50-60 metres up the left hand side to come in the back side. Like, you know, and that there takes an awful lot of commitment to the attack, you know, and whenever you go in the attack, you have to commit to it. And I thought the boys did it in the second half.
Yeah, and of course, Barry, you're vastly experienced in this competition, having won it a couple of seasons ago with St. Noel's. You're in here now, as you said, the fitness is coming in. Semi final coming up next week. So it's a matter of this week getting guys rested, getting them back up and getting ready for a massive game coming straight down the tracks.
Absolutely, Brendan. Listen, like, you know, that there's as good as 10 training sessions there to you today, you know. So like all we'll be doing this week is just, you know, getting boys recovered, getting the boys that are on the injury table, hoping to get one or two of them back now, and hopefully get ourselves ready for whoever it is in the draw now later on today.
You're close to the sea anyway, so there'll be a few sessions, don't doubt.
There'll be a lot of boys in the sea the night, I would say.